David Lacey. Not David Lacey, the writer, is it?
No, not David Lacey, the writer.
Okay, good, because we don't allow intellectuals on. It's rather like the early Stalinist purges.
Far from intellectuals.
What do you want to say then, David?
Well, I'm just sort of like a bit disillusioned that we're at Southampton, team hardly ever get mentioned on the telly, and when we do, we get crucified anyway.
No, don't be so precious.
No, that's the truth. I mean, we very, very rarely get on the BBC, and when we do, Alan Hansen gives us nothing but grief, but then that's only to be expected. But basically, we're, you know, there's me and my mate Rob Charlow, who've been sort of fans for years and years, and we're going to all these matches. We've spent over £200 so far this season, and it's the general consensus of opinion around the fans on the terraces that the manager is the wrong choice that was reinstated after our last failure.
Someone from Southampton ran and said as much, and you'd won that day too. It was about 4 weeks ago, and you won today, and you're still not.
Well, the funny thing was, Dan, when we sort of got up this morning, we thought we're going to give Danny a call.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a go about our man Ian Dowie.
Yeah.
But of course, he had to go and score two today to put the damper on things.
Yeah, imagine a piece of cheese.
No, I mean the team. We've got two skillful players in the whole team at the moment. But the main one being Matt Letizia, who I doubt very much will be there next season. And the other one is Tim Flowers. The rest of them, it's, you know, basically the club is a kindergarten for the youth, and it's a retirement home for the old age pensioners.
Yes, well, what do you want for Sal? I mean, you're doing all right. I mean, do you believe in your heart of hearts you'd be league winners, though?
Well, not at the moment. I think we're a couple of players short of a fairly decent side, but I can't see us winning a league title for a long time to come until we get some, you know, hold on to our quality players. Such as, I mean, we just got rid of Alan Shearer.
But as I say, you won at Palace today. That's not the toughest thing to do currently. But so what do you want to see done?
Well, basically, we've gone in front against Queen's Park Rangers twice this season, and then we've gone and let two goals in and lost. We went in front against Leeds at home, and we let in a late goal and lost. Like today, I mean, we did score today first, and we did actually go on and win, which is an absolute miracle.
Yeah.
But the manager, I know fans generally tend to slag the manager off when things go a bit wrong, but we've had, all of last season, we didn't get out of the bottom half of the table, and at the end it was touch and go whether we stayed up.
Yeah.
What it, you know, being crucial staying up because of the Premier League.